What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're talking about wokeness and political correctness in education. And over at the University of South Carolina, they're being blasted over this white student accountability meeting, and was hosted at the actual school. It's drawn a huge amount of criticism from a conservative student organization. And again, they're pushing this, you know, whites are to blame for everything here. Now, remember back in Scottsdale, at the Scottsdale Unified School District, parents discovered that the school board had hired detectives to assemble dossiers on them to try and put pressure on them to stay silent about some of the curriculum that they did not agree with here. And so they're now suing, and I certainly hope they win. Okay, we have callers on the line here, and we're going to start with Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, when I talked to you yesterday, I told you I'd just gotten back to Austin after 3 weeks on the road in the Southwest. My route back took you through Del Rio, and from Del Rio just north of Eagle Pass. You mentioned Eagle Pass and Del Rio. That's Highway 90, U.S. Highway 90. It also runs from Valverde County to Kinney County on up the areas northwest. Usually you see a lot of Border Patrol agents there, and I noticed that there was one Border Patrol station in particular that was really beefed up yesterday, and he was stopping everything. But one thing I saw yesterday that I had never seen, that's not a major highway, it's an old U.S. highway. I saw more state police cars there along that road yesterday than I had ever seen in the many years I had driven there. I think what that is that Abbott has a station, more state police down there, and they're almost at regular intervals from each other in order to help intercept a lot of that traffic. But, I mean, I'm serious. I kept thinking, I know the state police car, I know the state police cruiser, another one, and another one, and another one. In a county with that population, say Kinney County, which has a population of less than 6,000, I could not account for the fact that there were that many cruisers on that stretch of the road, and as many cruisers out to the west over in Valverde County. So they're watching. They really are. Now, how many they're going to catch, I don't know. But I know that yesterday or just this last week, that not far from there, but somewhere along that road, this is further in southeast Texas, with Border Patrol encountered a van or a truck. In which 100 illegals had been stuffed and had broken down on the road. Half of them escaped or whatever. But it was just odd to me to see that many state police cars where on a stretch of that road. I've never seen more than maybe one or two in the entire distance between Del Rio and Uvalde, which is just some 70 miles. Really strange, very strange.
Well, at least somebody's trying to do something, and we're seeing the states, try and take it upon themselves to, protect our border, where the federal government clearly has ignored the problem or encouraged the problem, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that Abbott's been threatening to put state police down there, and I think he actually has. I'm curious to see whether they're going to kick up the number of patrols down there. Kinney County, which is right in the middle of all this, is really under siege right now. A lot of the ranchers down there are complaining vociferously because they say the illegals are coming through their property. They're attacking their houses, knocking on their doors, demanding things from the landowners. Many landowners, many ranchers are scared not to leave their families, their wives, their children at home if they have to go out to the ranch during the day, because you never know when the illegals are going to show up and start demanding something from the people who live here. I keep saying that at some point in time, all hell is going to break loose and ranchers are going to start shooting. And frankly, I mean, I think they're almost there. It's not going to take much.
It's inevitable. It's absolutely inevitable. And we know the Biden administration can say, oh, you're murdering these poor migrants and so forth and so on. But, you know, it's going to hit a breaking point. I mean, these ranchers, you know, some of them are multi-generational. These ranches are their entire lives. They work them. They take care of them. And they're seeing this flood of people just walking across their property, causing all kinds of damage. The illegal immigrants will cut the fences to get through, and then the livestock gets out.
Yeah. I was on one ranch several months ago up in Eagle Mountains over in Westchester County. And when I exited the ranch, I was closing the gate. I know the ranch is there very well. I looked down, and on the pavement there at the gate, I saw a folded piece of paper, and I thought, I don't know whether it had blown out of my truck or not. So I got out, picked it up, and I noticed it wasn't my handwriting, so I unfolded it, and on that paper were telephone numbers from Mexico City, from El Paso, from Midland, from Odessa, and one other city in West Texas. Those were the contact numbers that they were calling when they come across. What happened was whoever walked through that gate lost that paper.
Yeah.
So I called the ranchers.
Well, you know, there is a covert operation that is encouraging this migration and offering them support, all of it, of course, in complete violation of Title 18.
Yes, and I'll tell you what. The many Mexican-Americans I know down there don't like it. They really don't like it. The illegal immigrants.
I'm not surprised. I mean, the legal American citizens in the Hispanic community, they went through the legal process. They got their green cards. They got their citizenship. They went through this very long, arduous process to become a U.S. citizen. And now they're seeing other people just step across the border and being given all kinds of free stuff. You know, I'm not surprised they're angry.
Did you find it?
Yes. And talking with them over the last year or so, I've noticed a distinct change in their attitude about politics in this country. They seem to be decidedly more conservative now and in favor of a closed border or a secure border than they ever were. So things are changing, but it's been a long, slow road. Anyway, thanks for taking the call, Mike.
All right, you've got it. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I'd like to talk a little bit about where we are exactly right now as a democracy and a country and a government. And I want to start out by saying that everybody knows that George Soros funded Black Lives Matter, seed money was provided by him, and Antifa. We know he's involved in the overseas coups, like in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Heavily involved in Ukraine, subsidizing the Nazis and Zelensky. We know that he also funds the Democratic Party completely. He's a major donor to Hillary, to Biden, and to Obama. We know that if it's not him, other than Soros, the 15 or 16 biggest donors of the Democratic Party are all they're Jews. They're all billionaire Jews. Okay,
mm-hmm.
They're all and all banking related, and so here right now we have they've purchased lock, stock, and barrel. These billionaires, these Jewish billionaires, they purchased both houses, the Senate and the House, the U.S. Congress. They've completely purchased the presidency, they've purchased a lot of the state houses and governors. They've purchased them. They already own the media. They own all the banks. They can throw you off PayPal or what have you. They can throw you off whatever the platform is, Michael, be it financial or media. They can dox you. Now we have Jankiewicz, who I'll bet you $100. That it turns out, I looked her up through research, that there's nothing about where she's from, who her parents are. I'll bet any money she's Jewish. She was working for Soros non-government organizations in the Ukraine part of the ones that set up the, you know, the 2014 coup. So I bet any money, and we know that the four of the five other governors of this Ministry of Truth are also Jewish. We also know that our foreign, Secretary of State is Jewish. So everybody, Victoria Nuland, of course, everybody knows about her. So now they have all of that, and they are now trying to now not only censor everything which they've already done in the mainstream media and most of social media, if not all, now they want to do our tweets. She wants to actually alter and censor our tweets.
Yes.
That's her newest thing. I think you read about that earlier.
Yep.
And we also have the president, and also Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi in there as well, are calling for, quote, demonstrations in front of the Supreme Court. So when our, you know, which is intimidation, rank,
yes,
intimidation by the brown shirts that are funded by the people that fund the Democrats. By the people that own the Democratic Party, and they've got their puppets in, like Biden in place, and Pelosi and Schumer, and so now we have this country was founded on checks and balances and mm-hmm. and a separation of powers. What we have are the representative, the Congress of the United States, the presidents, the executive of the United States, along with the media, along with the secret police, who's going along with it. The FBI, the CIA, everybody, mm-hmm. they're going along with it. It tried to intimidate the other thing, the judicial, which isn't quite dominated by Jews, but still has two or three on there of the nine. And trying to, the last bastion. So checks and balances, separation of powers, it's dead. And along with that, they purged in the heart of purging whites out of the military.
Yes.
It's a complete coup with phony elections, phony press, phony everything.
I agree.
It's in its totality, Mike, it's staggeringly frightening.
It is, and I fear it will lead to a civil war.
And a foreign war, if they don't kill us with nuclear weapons.
The foreign war is already up and running. I mean, they're pushing this thing in Ukraine, and, you know, that Russian envoy had it right. It's already a war between the collective West and the Russian republics. And if that isn't a world war, I don't know what is, plus all the tension around China and Taiwan. You know, there's going to be a war in the Pacific.
Mike, I can't, for the life of me, I cannot understand why people can't grasp this and see this for what it is. But most don't.
I think a lot more people understand what's going on, but there's also a phenomenon called learned helplessness. And I'll give you an example. Have you ever wondered why a cowboy could ride his horse up to the saloon and just loop the reins over that wooden pole, and the horse, you know, who could obviously pull the reins back on, doesn't move? Because when the horse is a newly born, a pony, they'll tie it to a really strong stake, and the pony will pull and pull and pull until he gives up and realizes he can't do anything. And from that point on, the horse is convinced that any time the reins are over some kind of a rail, not to even bother trying to pull away, even though when the adult horse would have the strength to do that. And I think the same thing is being done to a lot of the American people. You know, we are being taught to be helpless in the face of big government and big military and big corporations. And again, that's the fault of the public schools.
I explain this to intelligent people, and they're afraid to acknowledge it. It's like if they acknowledge it, then all their past, what they've stood up for and defended, which was crap, would be wrong, and then they'd have to have summon the courage to do something about it, or admit that they're cowards.
It's a big leap. It's a big leap, you know. And it's like that line again. I hate to keep going back to the Matrix franchise, but in the first movie, when Morpheus is telling Neo, you know, the majority of these people are still plugged into that system. They are still dependent on it and will resist being given their freedom. And that's exactly where we are right now.
It's, you know, it's really to the point, Mike, when we look at all the forces arrayed against us, it's like that song. I think I sent you the song, actually. Jesus, take the wheel. I don't know if there's any hope other than divine intervention. Yeah, but I'm not especially religious, but that's what I'm hoping for.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, thanks, Mike. Thanks for your humoring me here.
Okay, well, thank you for the phone call, and we're going to go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, how you doing? Listen, your adage about learned helplessness is exactly on the money. A lot of people, I've watched Twitter since this whole COVID thing has happened, and the difference between when it started and now, more and more people are know what's going on with COVID and the shots and the vaccines and how bad they are. You can see complete threads where there's nobody for the vaccine, and if there is anybody for the vaccine, it's a bot or something. But like you said, you know, it goes back to that adage of learned helpless. They don't know exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get to my main point. I'm getting ready to travel back to Italy in about a week, and I went into the VA today to see about getting a rapid antigen test because I'm not vaccinated and you have to take the test before you go. And I happened to catch, the doctor that runs both the vaccine clinic and the testing clinic in Martinsburg. And he told me, you know, I was asking him about false positives and stuff like that. And he told me something that just blew me away. He told me you're far more likely to get a false positive if you've been vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
Okay. Do you have a speaker on in the background? Because I'm hearing myself come back to me.
I don't think so, no.
Okay, well, something weird's going on.
Anyways, I just wanted to say that. And the only other thing I would say is that in the waiting room they're doing all the testing and vaccinated. The only people that were getting boosters were baby boomers. There was nobody under 60 that I saw that was getting a vaccine booster. So the baby boomers are the ones that have bought into the vaccines the most. And I don't know, you know, if it goes back to, you know, they grew up before the time of the internet or whatever, but they're the ones that are taking all the boosters.
Yeah, they are, and they're going to pay a horrible price for it.
Yeah, they are. Mike, have a good one.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're coming up on a commercial break, so rather than start a phone call and have to interrupt it, a little bit more news. Over in Nantucket, in the name of gender equality, they are proposing a new amendment to their town charter that would allow anyone to go topless on the beaches, men or women, and frankly, for some strange reason, I find myself agreeing with this particular gender equity. Unfortunately, there were no photographs supplied along with this article. Okay, now the majority of New York City voters disapprove of Mayor Eric Adams' handling of crime and gun violence. The crime continues to go up, the gun violence continues to go up. I think gun violence is being allowed to go up, even encouraged to try and get the American people to sign on to the gun grabber agenda. If we take all the guns away from the law-abiding citizens, the criminals will no longer be out there robbing and raping and mugging and so forth and so on. And of course, it's nonsense. It's never happened. When you have a disarmed law-abiding population, the criminals have a field day. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with a phone call after these few weeks. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I appreciate the fact that I've heard you say that your first wife didn't want children. Is that right?
Well, that's not what she told me when I was courting her.
Well, that's the way it goes, you know. But... I just wanted to say that we have a Texas a lieutenant governor here named Dan Patrick. He's always got his coat thrown over his shoulder and his cowboy boots on, never a hat, never a vest and all that stuff. And old trucks, you know, his Christmas cards. They had him all dressed up like a president. And I said, wow, is that Dan? His purpose was to say that Texas is going to promote adoption, you know, because, if the truth is, after you talk them out of the abortion, they don't really want to give them up. But if they still say, and I remember fighting abortion one time with this young man, and he used to play Jesus Loves the Little Children outside the clinics, you know. And this couple went in, and on one side they all had on black. They had both of them had on black, And when they came out, we said, did you do it? And they said, no, we sure didn't, because we already had four kids and we just thought we couldn't afford another one. So that is a problem. Unfortunately, people don't know God's in the business, and he will help you.
This whole abortion issue wouldn't even be an issue if they made people wear condoms the way they made them wear COVID masks.
Well, you didn't hear me on the last show. What Planned Parenthood did is they went into schools and they gave out condoms, but they made sure they used some that weren't any good.
Oh, I hadn't heard that story. I had not heard that story at all, and I'd like to have the source for that story because that needs to go on up there.
I have to look hard, I guess, because I've been in this thing a long time, and I got a lot of mouth open, you know, things that I've seen in the past, and I've seen miracles. I've just seen so much, and so I really do believe that we're going to win this one, and it comes back, and I hate to say this, but the socialist up there in Vermont, he really is helping people adopt children, and it's really good if you can adopt two that are brothers, you know, maybe not the same mother, but you know, that's really a family, you know, and people can't necessarily afford. It says things like if both parents work, they'll help you pay for some of the child care, stuff like that. It's just so much that we need to already be working on, because we're going to get it back. I just have faith we're going to get it back here to Texas. And we started it here, and Texas has got a lot to pay for, and we need to straighten up.
Mm-hmm.
We started it here, and we wait. Yeah. And gay marriage.
You know, I would like to see that story where Planned Parenthood handed out defective condoms in the schools. I mean, talk about building your business. And so thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're coming up on another commercial break here. But if there was as much of a push for Americans to use condoms as they pushed us to wear those COVID masks, this wouldn't even be an issue. It really would not be an issue. So, again, they're trying to make it an issue because the Democrats think they can run on this in the midterms. Okay, a little bit more news while waiting for the break here. There's a new poll out of New York City finding 86% of New Yorkers want more police on the subways. 61% are afraid of riding the subway trains at night. And so much for all this defund the police nonsense. There's definitely a pushback against that. And let's see. Meanwhile, Attorney General Garland, he's back on the warpath about the ghost guns. Oh, we can't let Americans know how to make their own firearms. That would be really dangerous here. They're out there screaming that these ghost guns are a scourge of crime. And they aren't. The FBI has said that homemade firearms are used in 0.3% of all gun crime. And yet that is exactly what the government is on their high horse about right now. Okay. over in Georgia, the High School Association is using a newly passed law to support an anti-transgender sports ban. In other words, you will compete in the sports that matches your biological gender, not whatever it is that you've made up in your mind. Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man wags his head.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. And looking at the liberal agenda, we all know how they feel about abortion. You know, it's just a clump of cells. We can do whatever we want with them. And that same attitude has percolated over to this whole transgender issue, where parents who have a child say, oh, gosh darn, I wanted the other gender. We'll just change them and give them drugs and surgery. And, you know, we'll take our son and turn him into a daughter. Or we'll take our daughter, turn him into a son. Basically, you know, mutilating the kids here. And down in Florida, Ron DeSantis is saying that he will support a law banning transgender surgeries on children. I absolutely 100% agree. I think it's a form of serious, serious child abuse. I know some states have already started passing these laws. And again, this is being done to kids by their parents who are liberals and they want to be fashionable and trendy and saying, see, we did it to our kids. We're good little liberals here. And you know, DeSantis makes a good point. He says you're permanently altering them. There is no way back from these transgender surgeries. And, of course, people who undergo transgender surgeries, they can never reproduce. Okay? And, you know, one of the big dark secrets of the transgender community, if you will, is how many people have gone through the hormonal and surgical alterations, get to the other side and say, this didn't solve my problems. In fact, life is worth, and they regret going through it, and there's no way back. But the transgender agenda doesn't want that to get on out. They're trying to portray that, you know, anybody who whacks off their own pee-pee or their own breasts, you know, oh, they're deliriously happy and you should do the same and so forth and so on. All righty. Now, again, down in Florida, as you're already aware, Ron DeSantis basically came on out withdrawing the Disney Corporation's semi-self-rule over its 40-square-mile Disney empire in the heart of Florida. Disney did not like that. They basically went to court to sue Ron DeSantis, saying, no, no, you've got to let us have our semi-autonomous state here. And a judge has just thrown that out of court. So good for Ron DeSantis. The mouse is definitely losing this one. The House of Mouse is down $63 billion in value since going to war with Ron DeSantis. And observers have noticed lately that the Disney Corporation is starting to pull back on some of their expressions in the media, realizing it's beginning to hurt their business. People are not going to the amusement parks. They are not signing up for Disney Plus. They are basically turning away from that whole Disney world, if you will, in absolute disgust. And it's another example of get woke and go broke. And it doesn't help, according to law enforcement today, Disney helped to fund an organization that intentionally sexualizes five-year-old school children. And that is just amazing. And it is destroying Disney because these Disney resorts, they're very nice. I remember the first time I went to Disneyland. But, you know, these resorts are very expensive. It's like $250 a night for these, you know, bathroom closet sized hotel rooms. And, you know, $150 for your family to eat at the restaurants. And it's just really hideously expensive. And people are saying, why should I spend that money to have you know, to support an organization that is clearly out there? So Disney has donated to a group that pollutes public and private schools with radical LGBT ideology, according to the Daily Caller. Okay, out in Los Angeles, the district attorney, George Gascon, is facing yet another embarrassment. There was this 26-year-old transgender child molester who was given a very, very light sentence, thanks to George Gascon, and basically got out of jail and committed a murder. He's under arrest for murder again. Now, back in 2014, James Tubbs grabbed a 10-year-old girl in Palmdale, California, and sexually assaulted her in a bathroom stall. And Gascon, you know, basically let him on out. And because he went through this gender, so I'm, you know, transgender, and finally he's out on the street, committed murder, got arrested here. Okay, this is just getting absolutely silly here, because we're definitely getting to a place where political ideology is completely overturning actual real world science here. Story coming on out of Breitbart. By the way, you know, Mother's Day, they want to rename it to Birthing Person Day. And according to this story in Breitbart, midwife students are being taught on how to deliver babies through the male genitalia, which doesn't really all sound that practical to me. But it is that absurd out there. And up in Oregon, they've passed a law, the Menstrual Dignity Act, requiring schools to put feminine hygiene products in the boys' bathrooms. Talk about a complete total waste of money, but it serves the ideology, and no sacrifice is too great for that. Okay, we have callers on the line. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I called to talk about gender equality, but before I do that, I hope you don't get upset, but, you know, I've been listening to what you've been saying, and when you first started talking about parents altering their children's body, because mm-hmm. they can't alter their sex. It's impossible. He says they whack their penis off. You should go back and listen to that, because I'm going to listen to it again when this gets reposted on Ron Gibson. That was just hilarious. And it was innocent, you know? It was absolutely innocent. That's what makes it even funnier.
I think I used the word pee-pee, but, you know, the other word...
Yeah, pee-pee, that's it, pee-pee, yes.
Yeah, okay, well, but it's child mutilation. I'm sorry, there's really no other word.
No, it is, Mike. It is. You know, these people that would even consider doing something like that to their children ought to have their head checked. Because back in the olden day, which wasn't that long ago, gender dysphoria was a very serious mental illness, you know?
Yeah, but it occurred in like a tiny, tiny fraction of a percent of the human population. Now it's being marketed. It's being marketed in the schools.
Is.
Oh, yeah, you know, you think you're a boy, you may not be, you know, and it's...
And
the schools are trying to hide all of this from the parents because the parents are getting really upset.
Oh, yeah, I would be, too. I'd be fuming. But anyway, so back in 1996 up here in Canada, it was legal for women... They made it legal for women to bear their bare breasts
mm-hmm.
in public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could walk down the street without a shirt on. And I'm going to tell you something, Mike. I was for that. And since that day that it happened, because I remember when it happened, I was young.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen a naked set of Nords at all.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. I have not seen them. So... You know, these women wanted equality to bear their breasts in public. Well, where are they? And Mike, it's not like I'm asking. Where are they? So where are they? I have not seen any. It was just
mm-hmm.
a thing, right?
Yep.
Just a thing. Well, we can do this, so we'll do it. And I've talked to women about this.
The novelty
and none of them would ever consider doing it.
Yeah, the novelty wore off, and they just forgot about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like something else. Well, whoop-de-doo. So what did you get out of this? Nothing. And, you know, it's still on the books. This is, you know, this is like 26 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someone else in Canada has. You know what I mean? So what could really happen here is what they really did was they decriminalized. They decriminalized it because I would imagine some people, you know, even back then, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, some people would see something like that, like on a beach, you know, some persnickety, you know, idiot, and they would immediately freak out and start, you know, running for to the nearest payphone and start phoning the police. Well, this woman's breasts are naked. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like whoop-de-doo, go, you know, and. Those people have actually multiplied in number now. I mean, they're everywhere. You know, you can see them because they all have their hands over their mouth while their hand is extended in front of them, pointing a finger at somebody. Right?
Yeah.
And it's actually quite ridiculous. But you know, you can't tell people.
It is. Right? We've raised an entire generation of people whose entire sense of self-worth is always finding something to be upset and offended by. And, you know, when we lived in Hawaii, you know, on the beaches, we'd see a lot of topless women, even though it's actually illegal. A lot of people think Hawaii, oh, well, it's going to be very loosey-goosey. And there are a couple of secluded clothing optional beaches out there. But it used to be very casual. And then a coalition of people concerned about morality in Hawaii, all of whom seem to own T-shirt and bathing suit stores, lobbied the government to ban nudity and toplessness on the beaches of Hawaii. It's a $65 fine if they catch you.
Well, there you go. So, you know, I got no problem with it, but like I said, I've yet to see any. But I know, you know, it's not like I go looking. You know, I'm not down at the beach. You know what I mean? All the time looking for this sort of thing. Anyway, that's all I have to say, Mike. I appreciate your time. You have a good one.
All right, thank you. Well, as far as the what they're doing in Nantucket, I imagine it's probably going to boost their tourism revenue by quite a bit here, not to mention the binocular sales. Anyway, we're going to go to Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
To add that last caller, I don't know for sure. I got to look it up here, but the DSM-5, which is the Diagnostic Statistics Manual of Mental Disorders, I believe it still has that listed as a mental disorder, the gender dysphoria.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe it's in there. Last time I looked, I believe it's still in there, but I'll check again. But I want to call.
Yeah,
just,
but that book declares everything is a mental disorder. They even declare the desire to eat healthy food as orthorexia nervosa. I mean, it really is kind of silly. And, you know, psychiatry and psychology, it's all subjective on the part of the practitioner. There's no machine they can hook you up to where the needle swings over and says manic depressive or, you know, obsessive compulsive or a sociopath or psychopath. Otherwise, we'd have to hook all the members of Congress up to that thing.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, in personal experience, I have dealt with the gender confused and those trying to go through transition. And there's always, I'd say every time, 100%, a mental component there. There's some problems there, psychiatric disorder. They're very unhappy people, and they think this is going to fix their problem, but it never does. But
no,
reason I'm calling
does.
In right now, what I'm calling in right now is for, it's on the website. One of our super listeners, I like to call her a super listener. She sends me a lot of good information. She's just a super, super listener and a patriot named Joanne. She sent me over something today. It was kind of nice because we're talking about the baby formula, formula that is, it's in demand, I guess, is scarcity. It's becoming one of those limited things. You can't find it anymore on the shelves. And she somehow found an interesting document going back to 1960. It's called Your Baby's Formula. And actually has a name of David James on there, birthday and all. But what actually it is, they used to send this home with the parents, the new parents, and it tells you how to make your own baby formula.
Mm-hmm.
And it is on the RBN website right now. So I've been sending this around. I think we're going to have to do a lot of this, making our own on certain things, which they're going
to
be eliminating this and that.
Or breastfeeding. What's wrong with breastfeeding?
You could do that also. Sure.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem
with
that at all. No problem with that. You get your immunity also there. But I just wanted to put that out there. If anybody wants to know how to make their own formula and send it on to other mothers who can't breastfeed, this might be a good solution here.
All right, well, that's a good idea, and a lot of the stuff that's sold in the stores, we can make at home. We just prefer to buy it from the store because it's more convenient, but, natural breastfeeding is actually better for the baby than the stuff coming out of a factory.
I agree. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome back. What's on your mind today?
Just give the baby a bottle of Ensure, Mike. Just water it down a little.
Yeah, it's basically the same stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's just got vitamin. Well, I think they're lacking Ensure over in Washington, D.C., because they're actually... Mike, I don't know about how much time I got left, but I don't know if Peter's listening, but Mike, you saw what happened on Snake Island, that faint strategy Russia did where they left. And the Ukraine came in because they wanted to do something for Victory Day with their own victory, and they got crushed.
It did not work out very well. No,
two of the helicopters has 15 people on. You know, they were special forces. One of them landed. Did you see the video where they actually got out to secure the area? The one got shot down. That one just got blown up. I mean, they got crushed. There's bodies on the just floating around. They're not even picking the bodies up. I mean, it's pathetic. I mean, there's like violence occurring in Ukraine now from families in the west part of Ukraine. So they're saying, there's people starting to question what's going on over there. It's like Zelensky, he has a couple homes, right? One in Miami at $25 million, $30 million home. He's also got one in France, right?
That's where he's going to retire to. I remember when we had Imelda Marcos living on Oahu, you know, never got to see her, of course, but was kind of weird, you know, knowing that she was on the same piece of rock that we were.
Isn't that pathetic, though? These people, my what are they going to do? Do you realize it's May? It's going to be June soon. And,
yes.
Like, they thought this was going to be over because they thought Russia was going to collapse from the economic. What are they going to do in the winter, Mike? Germany, you saw Ukraine. You made a mistake yesterday. It was actually Ukraine that cut off 25% of the gas.
Yeah,
from Russia going
on
in.
Russia. They're blaming it
yeah.
on Russia.
Yeah, what are they going to do, Mike?
That. We clarified that earlier in the show today.
Okay. Oh, you did? What are they going to yeah. do, though? Because, you know, they're some of the people are burning firewood in Britain. And, you know, I bet you that wood's from Russia. Because Putin said, they don't want my gas. Oh, you got a break coming up? I'll hold. If I can. You know, if not, I'll
yeah,
back
we got a break coming up here. And stay on the line. We'll be right back.
Okay. All right.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, just sort of pick up where you left off.
Mike, where I'm getting at is, at the end of the day, the West has put themselves in this box
yes.
where they can't get out. winter's coming. You know, you got Germany. Germany's the economic powerhouse for Europe. I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, like, you, they have no, like, Duran, they say they, there's no reverse gear. Yeah, when you say we're going to win at all costs, I mean, you're putting yourself in this box. That, yeah, you what are they going to do? I mean, they're screwed. I mean,
yeah.
We're screwed because, you know, Mike, if Europe falls, I mean, not falls, but fails, these people look at that as a loss, and it, their ideology, they can't have that, you know?
That's when,
yeah,
they'll launch the nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Mike, Russia's won this. They won the war on the ground. They might not be winning the propaganda war, but they're winning the war on the ground. They're also winning the sanctions war because it's backfired on these people because they don't know what they're doing.
It is. You know, Americans think these sanctions are hurting us more than it hurts Russia.
But the problem is, Mike, at the end of the day, you know, they don't know what to do. They're going to do something stupid. You know, that's what you got to think about.
What I'm very, very worried about.
Yeah. Mike, have a good show, okay? I'll call tomorrow.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. Almost to the end of the show here. Down in Florida, there's a middle school teacher. That means grades 6 through 9. This art instructor, Casey Scott, basically came out to the students in her art class that she is pansexual. And pansexual is basically somebody who is attracted to all categories of people, regardless of sex, gender identity, or sexual orientation, which sounds to me like a really good way to double your chances for a hot date on Saturday night. But the students told the parents called the school, this teacher has now been fired. You know, you're teaching art, not sexuality here. Now, Republican senators responding to Disney's push of LGBTQ content in their children's programming, and I've been looking at the Disney Channel, not Disney Plus, but just the regular cable Disney. There's a lot of stuff in there, this LGBTQ, and so senators are saying that there needs to be, in addition to the ratings labels, you know, which is, you know, violence, bad language, adult content, nudity, that there needs to be a flag for LGBTQ content so parents can decide for themselves exactly what their children are going to be seeing here. And over in New York City, there's this new children's book being used in New York City schools on children as young as 2. It's in preschool, okay? Saying that white people created the concept of racism, which is complete and utter nonsense. Racism has been around as long as the human race. Okay, we are pretty much at the end of the show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Peter Serafine from Liberty Lighthouse is going to be taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Thank you to everybody who continues to support us during these very difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.